In this week's parsha, we see the story of Avram and Milchamah against the Arba Malachim. And afterwards, we're all familiar with his interaction, his exchange of words with the King of Stone, where the King of Stone offers him all of the booty from the war, other than the people. And Avram says, "Harimosi adil Hashem kel yonk shemay konei shemay v'aretz." I raise up my hand to Hashem, the highest God, creator of heaven and earth. I won't take anything of yours for a string to a shoelace. Below Samar Nishart is Avram. So you would not say that I made Avram rich. And it's an unfamiliar phrase, which we don't find elsewhere in Tanakh. Harimosi yadi el Hashem. And the Zvidim Achlok is what it means. Most Mepharshim agree with Rashir that Harimosi yadi el Hashem is a Lashon of Shvuah. Right? Lashon Shvuah. Means I'm raising up my hand to swear. The Ramban and a few other Mepharshim suggest a different approach. They say maybe it's not a Lashon of swearing. That would be called Nasasi Yasyadi, not Harimosi Yasyadi. But it's a Lashon of Hektish. Utrumas Yadecha. That he says, you know, like in Lashon Chazal, this is Hektish on me, right? It's Konam on me. Says, all of your stuff is hectish on me, I don't want any of it. But Unkelus, Targum Unkelus, has a strange interpretation. Va'amar Avra Lamalkus Dom, Aremis Yedai Bitzlo Kadam Hashem. I raise up my hands Bitzlo, like Tzlosa, in davening. I daven to Hashem, the God of the entire universe, right? Kelo Yom Koneshamayim Va'aretz. What is davening? The Ramban struggles mightily with what davening has to do with this. Right? If he's swearing, he's swearing not to take it. If he's being mockedish, said that he won't take it. He's just refusing to take something. What does that have to do with davening? The Ramban struggles with it, Ayin Shum. But perhaps we can say, in a very, very simple level, that why is davening relevant here? Because what are we talking about here? We're talking about money. We're talking about the role of money in your life. That's what's going on here. Right? Avram has a chance to get a lot of money. But it's not the right thing to do. Okay, he doesn't want to make it look like he is the ally of the King of Stone. He doesn't want to associate himself with the morals, with the values, with the lifestyle of Stone. He doesn't want the King of Stone to be able to say, oh, you know, I'm behind Avraham. You know, we're on the same team. We stand for the same thing. After all, he rescued me from the four kings and, you know, and we're on team Stone Avram. But it's a lot of money. So what is that? It's hard to let go of a lot of money. I mean, in real life, it's often hard to make decisions where one side is a lot of money and the other side is the right thing to do. So what does Avram say? Avram says, "Arimosi yodai l'tzlow." I'm a davener. And Mesil Sharm writes, not Mesil Sharm, in the Derech Hashem, that the reason we get up every morning and daven is because we're going out to the world to engage in hishtadlos b'derech hateva. We're going out in the world to make money the old-fashioned way, to work, to engage in business, to compete, to do all kinds of things. And it's very, very easy to fall into the trap of the rat race of pursuing career and money, etc., bringing you just further and further away from your values, further and further away from ruchnius, further and further away from what's very important on a deeper level in life. And he says, that's why every morning we get up and we daven. Why do we daven? What is davening? Davening is asking Hashem to give us things, such as money is one of them. Why do we ask Hashem for money? Because it's not that Hashem needs us to ask him for money, because like otherwise he doesn't know who needs money if we don't tell him. He knows exactly how much everyone needs. He's decided between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur how much to give everyone based on his divine wisdom and factors that we can't possibly comprehend that we're not even thinking of. But we have to get up in the morning and say, Hashem, I'm going out there to the world of money, to the world of Gashmias, to the world of whoever dies with the most money wins, as it were. But I know that money really comes from you. I know that you're really the source of everything. I'm going out there to work and to make money, but I know you're really the one who makes money. I'm doing my hishtadlus. I'm doing my part. I'm trying to be the proper conduit and set up the proper pathway for your shefa, for your bounty to fall upon me. but really everything's from you. And the Seil Sham, that's why we have to daven for our parnas. That's why you're not allowed to work before you daven. Because if you work before you daven, you just think everything is about how you can get money, how you can make yourself money. If you daven before you work, you realize about Hashem giving you money and you doing your ishtadlus so that everything falls into place and according to the divine plan. Obviously, someone who davens before they work, when they go to work, they're going to act very differently. They're not going to say, let me use the most ruthless means possible and the most unethical means possible to amass the most money. They're going to say, I just davened to Hashem. I just said, Hashem, you're in charge of these things. You think Hashem's going to give me more money if I do the wrong thing than if I do the right thing? If money comes from Hashem, that's not how he runs the world. Hashem wants me to get money in the right way. And maybe that's what Avraham's saying here. How we mostly yadi but slow. I'm a davener. I daven to Hashem for my needs. I daven to Hashem for my money. Meaning, I remind myself every day that money doesn't come just from how clever I can be and how hard I can work and how I can rip off the next guy. Money comes from Hashem. And therefore, if I keep that value with me through the day, his business that day was warfare, then I'll be able to make the right decision and not take the dirty money and not take money in the wrong way and only accept the money that Hashem would want me to accept. And I think that's as the Mesil Sharm says, that's really, he says, the great favor Hashem did for us when Hashem invented the idea of davening. It's important every once in a while to stop and remind ourselves, hopefully do this davening, if we have kavanah in our davening. Maybe it's incentive to have a little more kavanah in our davening, to stop and remind yourself, yes, Hashem wants us, he doesn't want us to sit back and wait for him to drop money through our window. He wants us to go out there and work and do our ishtadlus b'derech hateva, but at the same time, we have to remember that everything is really from Hashem, and that will give us the strength in the time of tough decisions, in the time of temptation, and in the time when the money glistens and sparkles and beckons, even though we know it's the wrong thing to do. And like Avraham, we'll be able to stand up for what's right and make the right decision and realize that Hashem runs the world. It's our job to do our shtadlus, but in the right way, and Hashem will take care of the rest. Shabbat shalom.